Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are alone. I'm your host, Radical, and we are going to be talking about new PS Plus games and just games I've been playing quite a bit recently. So let's get into it. So the new PS Plus games for March 2021 are Remnant from the Ashes. It's a Souls-like game, I guess you can call it. There's guns, and even though there's guns, it's made by the same people who made Darksiders. You fight off, like, zombie trees or something. Kinda hard to explain. Pretty fun. There's also weird little rat orb things, and those are kind of annoying, but they're not that hard to deal with. There's different classes, like the sniper, or something like the hunter, ex-cultist, and like, scrapper, which is like a melee kind of build, and it's pretty fun. I'd rate the game at a 7 out of 10, on the most important scale. On the most important my rating scale, because you know what they say, they hit my I say, yeah, I am having a stroke, sorry. If the game doesn't get a good rating from me, it's not allowed to exist, gone from existence. So you know, right, that was Remnant from the Ashes, and now let's go over to the other PS Plus game, Final Fantasy VII Remake. Pretty new, pretty brand new, the remake at least, and it's out for free for PS Plus. If you want it, get it right now. Really fun. You don't know what Final Fantasy is, what are you doing? Well, in this one, you play as Cloud, and you have a big sword, and you stab bad guys, and you have cool hair. That's the lore. You also, I don't know really, I haven't gotten that far, but I've enjoyed it. It's pretty fun. I'd rate it a 8 out of 10. And, it's pretty fun. You get magic and stuff, which, I mean, can't really not expect from a Final Fantasy game. I've played a couple other Final Fantasy games, including, like, Type-Zero, I believe that's the name was. That one's okay. Pretty fun, but, I don't know. Heard a lot of people don't like it. Don't know if that's true or I just got scammed, but, pretty fun, like I said. And that was Final Fantasy VII. The next free PS Plus game, because there is three, at least on PS4. Don't know about the rest of about PS5. It's a PSVR game called Farpoint. It looks pretty cool, like a space exploration shooter kind of game, first person shooter. Obviously gonna be first person VR game, what am I talking about? Haven't gotten to play it, don't have a PSVR, but it's pretty cool looking. Kind of reminds me of No Man's Sky, but for VR, even though I'm pretty sure that has a VR, but it looks like that kind of. Haven't played it though, so I wouldn't know. From what I'm seeing from the trailer, I'd rate it about a 8 out of 10, yeah. Maybe 7 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10. Looks pretty cool for a good shooter game for VR. Shoot, like, alien things and stuff. And, yeah, that was Farpoint. Next, we are going to go over new gaming updates and upcoming updates. Then we will talk about a new game that I've been playing recently, and then I think that should wrap things up. Let's start with For Honor. For Honor, this is a little late, but they had a limited time Shovel Knight thing, which is kind of weird because I just started playing Shovel Knight like 2 weeks ago when it came out, like a couple days after or something like that. But it was pretty cool. I only got to get my hands on the Rodent Regalia skin, but I really like it. Got it for Hitokuri, if that's how you pronounce it. Pretty fun character. Took me forever to get the steel, and I decided at the last little bit that I wouldn't have enough if I did all the challenges even, because I was at the very end before I realized, oh yeah, I should be saving up for that, and I didn't have enough, and the only way is to complete the campaign, so I complete the entire campaign in like a night, and I got it, and it was pretty cool. The little rats fly down next to you, for people who haven't seen it. The little Shovel Knight flying rats with helicopter blade things above them. Shovel Knight fans, you know the one. There was also the gold Shovel Knight helmet and the normal Shovel Knight helmet that you can get. There's also an emote where you did the shovel drop thing, where you, like, in Shovel Knight, where you do the, like the drop attack thing. We bounce around like that, but like as an emote. That's pretty cool. And that was all really for Honor. Next up, we have the new killer coming out for Dead by Daylight. And also, the new season, I should say, because there's also a new Survivor, yada yada. I don't really play Survivor that much. And whenever I do, don't really care about the perks. It comes out with this new guy. I'm going to talk about the killer, because I do not remember anything at all about the Survivor. His name is the Trickster. He's like some, K-pop star or something. His weapon is a baseball bat. Don't know why it's called the Trickster, because none of his abilities have anything to do with the Trickster. Being a Trickster, he's literally just a K-pop star, and his ability is he throws knives, and he can throw them pretty fast, kind of like Huntress, but, you have to hit him a bunch of times, and you also have, 80 or something like that, 80 knives you throw rapidly, and, I heard that there was recoil for it, and for, knife throwing, fully auto kind of thing, which is kind of odd, but okay. He just looks like a normal person, which is why I thought the Trickster, the name, would mean, something other than he throws knives. I thought it would be, maybe he has an ability to, switch into some kind of survive, act like he's a survivor, go into an animation where it looks like he's repairing a generator, but then when everyone goes near him, so they stab him or something like that. Those are ideas for Dead by Daylight, just so you know. If VHVR, if you're watching this, I'm just saying. Looks pretty cool. I've gotten quite a few, killers and survivors still. Don't really know if I'm gonna get this guy. The newest one, it's actually out, which is, the twins and, Elodie. That one seems pretty odd. The killer become a rat. little rat. And, that was pretty funny. That's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty funny looking. That should be it for Dead by Daylight. Next up, we're going to be talking about games that I've been playing a lot and games I've gotten recently. Recently, I've been playing quite a bit of, War Thunder. It's a pretty cool, like, shooter. Okay, pretty cool game. It's kind of like, if you ever played World of Tanks, imagine that, but also planes, and occasionally boat. But nobody ever plays the boat, or at least I never play the boat. People probably do. I don't. I just don't do boats, I guess. It's pretty fun. I'm not bad at it, like World of War Tanks, or whatever it's called. Yeah, it's really cool how, like, the planes are, like, some of the most fun things. Not as good with planes as tanks, though. Tanks I'm better at, but I have more fun with planes, if that makes sense. You can go through, like, different eras, I guess. Like, World War II planes and tanks and stuff, and all the way to, like, modern day planes and tanks. You can even get an Apache helicopter, which is pretty cool, I must say. Yep, that's War Thunder. I'll rate it a 9 out of 10, because I've had so much fun with it recently. Next up, the final one I believe we'll be talking about is a game called Dreams. It's a PlayStation exclusive game where it's kind of like, well, you get to play other people's games that they, like, code and make your own. And, like, there's different, like, kinds of games, like puzzles, shooters, all kinds of stuff, horror. It's all pretty cool. All made by the community, besides a few games that the creators made themselves. And it's extremely fun. I recommend checking it out. I'll rate it 7.8 out of 10. Because it's really fun, but sometimes a little confusing when it comes to the making the games. And, when I said that would be the last game, I lied. There's one more, I'm sorry. The next and final, for real this time, game that we're going to be talking about is Mordheim. It's a Warhammer game. Not Mordhau, don't worry. Mordheim. It's a Warhammer fantasy game where, kind of like a turn-based strategy game, kind of like I guess it would kind of be kind of similar to XCOM, but not exactly. Different factions you play as, and you go up against other factions, like, you could play as the Skaven, which are my personal favorite, which are rats. They're just rats, if you don't know. You could play as, like, witch hunters, and cultists, and mercenaries, and, Sisters of Sigmar, I believe, and, pretty fun. It has some DLC, which I got the, like, special edition that came with all of it. It has quite a few, but they're all really cool. It comes with, let me just go over these so I can say them. The game, obviously, Wolf Priest of Ulrich. He's a pretty good character, pretty strong. The Witch Hunters, which is the DLC, like, entire, like, thing. The Undead, which is another, like, entire, like, thing that is DLC. The Doom Weaver, which is a cultist DLC. He's kind of just, like, he has, like, a staff, pointy staff, and he swags people with it. The Smuggler, which I don't think I've ever actually even used yet. And, Globedeer, which is, a Skaven again, and, you have, like, a guy, he has, guns or knives, and for his ability, he throws, like, an orb of poison, and if anyone goes into it, it hurts them. And it's pretty cool. You could use, like, any DLC, like, for any faction, but that's, like, on the side, I believe. Like, bad guys, I'm pretty sure. Because Smuggler, I'm pretty sure, is, I don't know. I don't really know, okay? I don't understand it that much. I haven't gotten into it. I haven't gotten into, like, the, like, DLC spreadsheet or whatever. Yeah, that's Mordheim, and this was the Potato Podcast. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, subscribe to Radical on YouTube. Don't worry, I'm only allowed to self-promote at the end, because why would I self-promote in the middle? That's just not as fun. If you made it here, you're legally obliged to. No, that's a lie. Alright, well, hope you enjoyed. Peace.